set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer sat down for her last interview at the Detroit Auto Show last week, she sat down with her very liberal friend, National Public Radio NPR Morning Edition anchor Steve Inskeep. While sitting down at the Detroit Auto Show, Governor Gretchen Whitmer discussed President Donald Trump, his tariffs, the upcoming 2026 midterm elections, and the possibility of a woman president in 2028. Governor Whitmer started the conversation by talking about her interactions with the president and the effects his tariffs have had on Michigan's economy, including the rollback of manufacturing of electric vehicles, before getting into the 2026 midterm election, where she said she's going to focus on the gubernatorial races across the nation, not just here in Michigan, as she is the vice chair of the Democratic Governors Association. Countrywide, we've got 36 races out of 50 this year. 24 incumbent governors represent more than 60% of the nation. Who your governor is matters more than ever right now. She said that, along with what is happening in Michigan, is going to be her focus during her, thank you God, last year in office. Well, the anchor, Inskeep, asked what Democrats would need to change for this upcoming election and what they would need to do to focus on in order to win the state both in 2026 and 2028. Whitmer said the party needed to return to the basics, look to the dinner table issues, jobs, housing, and education costs. I think every person in this country wants and expects the government to make their lives better. And that's been our formula here in Michigan. I think that can be replicated. Oh, baby, here we go. Sounding more and more like a presidential candidate for 2028. The governor stuck with her wins and talking points when asked about what Democrats have done to push voters away, and she said she doesn't see Democrats wanting drastic change in the country. I've met with a lot of Michiganders who voted both for me and Donald Trump twice. I don't understand everything that makes the voter tick, but when I talk to them, they tell me, I think you're the only one that truly understands what I'm going through. She said consistency is key to setting a stable statewide economy. Well, Inskeep asked about men moving away from the Democratic Party, and Whitmer said the programs that were being rolled out, seeing women sign up at a rate of 2-1 because men are not being targeted. That's going to change this year. We'll continue on, wrap up the story. Next segment, short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Continuing on with this sit-down that Governor Gretchen Whitmer did with NPR while at the Detroit Auto Show, talking about the Democrat Party and the strategy that she thinks should be used for this year, 2026 election, midterm elections, and other items. The reporter asked her point blank about men moving away from the Democratic Party. Whitmer said the programs that are being rolled out, we're seeing women sign up for them at a rate of 2 to 1, but not because men weren't being targeted. Simply, we're not reaching men. Did we design a bunch of programs for men alone? No. But we did more outreach to make sure that we're meeting women's needs, but necessarily did not reach out to the men. But they have to understand that they are available to them as well. She reiterated on how the Democrats could bridge the gap between party policies and men. Governor Whitmer said she didn't think the inclusivity of the Democrats was the reason for driving men away. When you say, for example, let's save the rainforest, it doesn't mean that you're saying, I hate all the other forests, right? What you're saying is we need to recognize the unique vulnerability of the rainforest. Forests, other forests are just as important. I think you have to be smart about it. I think that's what we have to do when it comes to all of our policies. She said that inclusivity policies weren't a zero-sum game. Sometimes maybe our message is too obtuse for people, and we have to really have those interactions with people that make them feel like you matter to us too. Did you hear that? Message is too obtuse? Okay. Well, using words like that, definitely people aren't going to feel connected. But most importantly, feel. We want people to feel like you matter too. See, that's playing on people's emotions. It's not based on fact. It's not based on science. It's how they play on their emotions and how they feel. The governor went on to clarify that sometimes the party's message could be too generic or too general to allow people hearing it to picture themselves as being part of the policy. Well, then Governor Gretchen Whitmer then plugged her new book. Of course, if you're going to run for president, you have to write a book. Well, in discussing her book, she said she's a listener. And if you listen to people, they tell you directly what they want. She said that was the reason she talked with both sides of the aisle and had those conversations and helped her learn what was needed, which she then addressed in her book. Well, Inskeep asked her if she felt the United States was ready for a woman president and pointed to Michelle Obama, saying the country wasn't ready for it. Well, Gretchen Whitmer said, I love Michelle Obama, so the last thing I want to do is disagree with her. But I think America is ready for a woman president. Whitmer pointed to several women who won elections across the country. For example, here in Michigan, U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin. I do think there is an appetite. Just for whatever reason, we've not had a woman president yet. I think we will at some point in the very near future. Hint, hint. Kind of a wink and a smile, I bet. Well, of course, she's running for president in 2028. Now, when presented with the loss of Kamala Harris in 2024, Whitmer said there were a lot of things that came into play for that. I don't know that it can be whittled down to just one characteristic or another, one event or another, or the timeline. Or perhaps it was the lack of a primary. I don't know for sure, but I don't think it was just gender. Basically saying that it wasn't her, Kamala Harris, being a woman as to why Donald Trump defeated her. So obviously, Whitmer is running for president in 2028. Unless this breaking news story that I reported on in the very first hour, coming to us from Blaze News, where basically Michigan evidently has same problems that Minnesota has. A Nigerian woman frauding taxpayer dollars here in the state of Michigan with fraudulent daycare. Now, was this just one isolated instance? Just one particular story? Or is this the tip of the iceberg? Is more of these type of scandals forthcoming here in the state of Michigan? Very, very interesting. If you would like a link to that story that I read in the first hour regarding this Nigerian woman pleading guilty to embezzlement and fraud charges, tax evasion, all of it on the premise of opening up a daycare here in the state of Michigan, just text me daycare, one or two words, don't care. My phone will recognize it and send you a link to the story. Because Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, is done. Politically speaking, the guy is dead meat. He is done having a future in politics. And if it comes to fruition that this was not an isolated case here in the state of Michigan, that there's more forthcoming, Gretchen Whitmer may be politically done as well. They broke that story yesterday. And again, if you'd like me to send you the link, just text me 231-360-5140. Text me daycare. Again, one or two words. It doesn't matter. I'll send you the link to the Blaze News story. And let me look at my phone. I got to see who sent me that early this morning. Kind of interesting. Let's see. Go back. It was early this morning. Tom. Yep. Let's see. Where is he out of? Tom, I don't have your city. If you're listening, text me your city. But he sent me the story this morning. And the thing of it is that is so interesting is that this story sounds a whole lot like Minnesota. Minnesota. Got to say it right, trucker. Minnesota. They correct you if you say Minnesota. I had a truck driver in, where was I at? Minneapolis, St. Paul. Oh, man, he ripped me a new one right there at the counter. We were at Flying J there in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. Actually, that's an interesting story real quick. Do you remember when that bridge failed in Minneapolis, St. Paul? That spanned over the river between the Twin Cities. I drove over that bridge about an hour before it failed back in the day. I got an alert from my dispatch to avoid going over that bridge due to it collapsing. And I responded and saying, "You're a little late. I drove over that an hour ago." Thank you, God. Daycare. Yes, one word or two. It's being programmed in my phone right now. And it is a Blaze news story. They may ask you if you want to subscribe. You do not have to. Just close that window when it pops up on your phone or computer. You don't have to subscribe in order to read the story. It will pop up and make it look like it's a paid story, but it's not. You can just simply close it and read the story for yourself. Very, very interesting. Let's see. You know what? I did that early on the show this morning. So I think what I'll do is I'll read that story again in the next half hour. It's too long for me to cover it here in the couple of minutes we have left before the bottom of the hour news. So I'll cover it, read it to you guys in the third and final half hour. And the thing of it is, this type of fraud is being investigated at the federal level. This is coming from Washington, D.C. Attorney General Pam Bondi. This is not something that Dana Nessel, our Attorney General, is going to investigate in any way, shape, or form. So it's going to be very interesting to see if this story gets traction. And as a matter of fact, you know what? That reminds me, I don't know if I put that on my Twitter X account. Let me see if I did. No, I did not. Okay. If you don't have a Twitter X account yet, I'd highly recommend that you sign up and get one. It's a completely different Twitter under Elon Musk. That's interesting. I bring up a post and it automatically says Lansing, Michigan, which is where I'm at. Very interesting. Let's post this and see how it populates. Sending the post right now, viewing the post. You know what? I don't know if it went through or not. Oh, I got to refresh the page. That's right. Okay. Okay, I can do that. Your post was sent. Okay, very good. Well, I will read it in the next half hour, but her face popped up, but no explanation. So I have to edit it during the break. Love technology when it works, hate it when it doesn't. It was supposed to list the entire heading of the story, but that's okay. I'll copy it. And the other component to this, folks, when you get this text, don't keep it to yourself. If I take the time to send this to you, you need to forward this to 10 of your friends in Michigan. You need to post this on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever you got. Copy that link and post it on social media, but more importantly, share it with everyone you know in Michigan. We need state legislators, we need state senators to know about this and start their own investigation. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.